the rest of the story. The athlete to beat in international competitive golf these days is a female. A powerhouse named Cheyenne, she has won over 30 tournaments, including world championships. And we caught her reminiscing the other day about how she was introduced to the sport that eventually made her famous. Her grandfather used to hit golf balls into a net in his garage. And Cheyenne, visiting her grandparents, would go out and watch him. During one of those visits, Grandpa, flattered by the girl's attention, invited her to take a swing. The youngster shook her head. Grandpa's clubs looked too long, too heavy. "Well, I have a cut-down club here somewhere," the old gentleman said. And rummaging through the dusty treasures in a corner of the garage, sure enough, there it was, just the right size for Cheyenne. So, the girl reticently took the club. She stared at the little white ball on the mat and swung. Whew, it was a resounding smack. Sent the ball right into the middle of the net. Grandpa blinked. My goodness, could this be a natural talent, poised yet unexpressed in his little granddaughter? "Let's hit another one," said Grandpa, trying not to show his eagerness and astonishment. So Cheyenne, more relaxed this time, took a bigger swing, made a louder smack, and again the ball went straight into the middle of the net. Grandpa began coaching the girl regularly after that. But she had been competing in local tournaments for 2 years before she met Kent Chase, the golf coach who would take her to the next level in her career. Chase was giving a golf demonstration in Cheyenne's hometown, Phoenix, when he asked if any among the spectators would like to learn some trick shots. Cheyenne raised her hand. In 5 minutes, she was astounding the audience. Well, from now on, you're going to be hearing more and more about Cheyenne. If she stays well and stays focused, she'll inevitably become a dominant force in her sport. Her grandfather says that she has what it takes to dominate: beauty, intelligence, leadership, personal strength, and the physical assets of a superb athlete. Cheyenne has unlimited potential, he says, and he ought to know unlimited potential when he sees it. For Grandpa started teaching Cheyenne the fundamentals of the game as she hit golf balls into a net in his garage at age 2. And she began competing at age 5. And she is right now playing in and winning world junior tournaments at only 10. And she's only 4 feet small. But smashes, listen to this, smashes dead straight 200-yard drives. If Cheyenne possesses the eye of the tigress, it would surprise no one. The garage in which she learned is the same garage in which her uncle was introduced to the game of golf. Even the cut-down golf club she first swung belonged to her uncle, Grandpa Earl's son, Tiger Woods. So should the name Cheyenne Woods eventually eclipse that of the ultimately illustrious one, you will be able to say it was right here today that you learned the rest of the story.